Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. Hope you're doing well. I'm really excited today to be reading a chapter from my recent book, You Only Need Three Legs. This chapter is appropriately named What They Don't Teach You at Harvard Business School. Hope you enjoy it. Life is short. Break the rules. Forgive quickly. Kiss slowly. Love truly, laugh uncontrollably, and never regret anything that made you smile. Never forget two people in your life. The person who lost everything just to make you win, your father, and the person who was with you in every pain, your mother. You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. Introspection is good, but beyond a point, you have to let it go. We all make mistakes, have made wrong decisions, and have regretted some actions we took in the heat of the moment. There is no point dwelling on the past, as that will not change anything. We need to keep on moving ahead, live in the now, in the present moment. It's a great quote by Zig Ziglar. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Life is short, and we have been put on earth for a reason. It is important that we make the most of it and live as we were meant to. Failure is part of life. There will be people in your life, at times the ones closest to you, who will blame you for the screw-ups and mistakes you made in the past, how you should have listened to them, how you could have avoided the big fall and the big fail, if only you had done more due diligence. And the list of complaints and finger-pointing and blame goes on and on. In my opinion, if you are not failing, you are not living. You are not pushing the boundaries, and you are definitely not experimenting with the art of possibility. Wherever you go, there you are. If you don't have solid beliefs, you cannot build a stable life. Beliefs are like the foundation to build your life upon. That's a quote by Alfred Montepert. The space where someone's need and your gifts meet is the space for service, an opportunity, and perhaps a calling. That's a quote by Dr. Henry Cloud. Never judge people by their past. People learn, people change, people move on, and so should you. I'm not saying that you have to bet the family farm on a game of blackjack at the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas on a business trip. That is being irresponsible. But it is another matter to try and improve your current situation and existing state by trying out a business venture or taking on a new hobby or broadening your repertoire of skills. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, it is recommended. The canvas of life is half blank. We can paint whatever we'd like on that half. That is our choice. You are the artist, and you choose the colors you like. Not all storms come to disrupt your path. Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. When people's thinking is controlled by the past, they will live in the past. So please change that. We try our best to make the right judgment and the right decision, given the facts we have at our disposal. It is okay to fail as long as we learn from our failures and keep moving on. Don't let people get you down. There will always be haters, doubters, and folks that will put you down. They will pull you down. Let them say what they have to say. Fail fast and fail forward. Just do it. As Mother Teresa so wisely said, People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous that you are successful. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. This is a beautiful quote by Mother Teresa. In the final analysis, folks, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Let people be. Let them say and do what they want to. You do what you have to and leave the rest. Keep on turning the page and moving to the next chapter of life. This is Sal Selly. I just narrated a chapter in my new book, You Only Need Three Legs, to you. And this was called What They Don't Teach You at Harvard Business School. If you're interested in getting the rest of the book, you can buy the book either in print copy or in a digital format at www.athevaconsulting.com. That is A-T-H-E-A-V-A consulting.com. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it and have a great day. Bye.